You victualers, all I pray attend. Here is a new pleasantity, which I in merriment have penned. 'Tis wonderful, true, and pretty. In Hosier Lane, as I am told, a woman of your profession, she was afraid of taking cold, therefore 'twas her discretion to get a friend to keep her warm. Why should a young wife lie wishing? In this there could be no great harm. Her husband was gone a-fishing. A customer he was, I say. Then why should a husband mind it? Besides, he showed him first the way, for fear that he should not find it. This was a horse courser by trade, a man that is brisk and ready. There could not be a bolder blade to lie with a sweet landlady. 'Tis like you'd have me tell you how he happened to gain her favor. Why, this I will resolve you now. No manner of coin he gave her. By chance he did a lodging lack, and being thus disappointed, her husband laid him at his back, and so they came first acquainted. Sometimes he sat up late to drink, he being with drink delighted, but he alas did little think that he should be thus invited. But coming there a night or two, and being wet winter weather, I faith they made no more ado, but lovingly picked together. But here comes all the plague and strife, which made her good husband Pringle. He had left the lodger with his wife, while he went abroad to angle. Her husband stayed till 12 or more, till customers was departed. What must she turn him out of door? She could not be so hard-hearted. To bed they went without delay, the woman and this horse courser. But what they did I will not say, they tell me he did not force her. At first her husband let him lie, who knew that his mind would waver. How could he think she should deny a person so small a favor? Besides, poor heart, she did not know what her honest man intended. Thought she, if I should let him go, perhaps he may be offended. It was her duty, love, and care. She thought of no evil action, yet her dear man does curse and swear, and makes a most sad distraction. But wherefore does he make this din? Oh, let him leave off his swear.